In this lesson, we're going to take a look at applying filtering services on the ASA. Filtering is a lot of fun. Some of these things you'll never do, like ActiveX and Java filtering, because we use them so much today. But we may do some URL filtering, so let's get right to it. Some of these techniques were developed at the very beginning of the internet when the internet was quote-unquote bad, and maybe it still is. However, focusing on certain traffic types like ActiveX and Java are two elements that the ASA is willing to filter on. It also has the ability to use a third-party filter, such as WebSense or whatever their competitors are these days, and being able to configure your ASA to work with a third-party URL filtering system, that one is very, very relevant. In any case, it's on the blueprint. Let's take a look at each one of them. The first one is setting up ActiveX filtering. The syntax for setting up ActiveX filtering is really simple. It's filter space ActiveX space, and then you can supply a port number. Actually, if you want to do a range of ports, you can do a port number hyphen end range of ports. Usually people use port 80, and then you're going to put in two sets of IP addresses, the local side and mask and the destination side and mask. So if you want to filter ActiveX for any possible destination from any possible source, you'd say filter space ActiveX space 80, assuming you want to filter on port 80, 0 space 0 space 0 space 0. And if you did want to put in the four zeros for each one of those, you could 0.0.0.0, repeat that three additional times, and that would work. Now, the command for filtering Java is equally exciting. The reason it's equally exciting is because it's the same command, except you swap out the keyword ActiveX for Java. Filter space Java 80, if that's the port you want to search on, and then four zeros. That's from any source address going to any destination. And congratulations, we've just set up filtering for ActiveX and Java. Hopefully, no production customers are going to need either one of those because this firewall will no longer let it through. With the process of URL filtering, it's pretty straightforward. We train the firewall to ask this third-party URL filtering server whether or not the website the customer is trying to go to is thumbs up, okay, or thumbs down, not okay. That's really it. Now, there are a couple major vendors out there. There's WebSense, I think N2H2, and I think they got purchased by Secure Computing. But the syntax to identify the URL filtering server is a little bit different for each one of those. So what I would do is they both start with URL server, and they both start with, in parentheses, the interface on the ASA that's going to reach them. And then the syntax varies there, whether it's WebSense or somebody else. So let me tell you where in the documentation this is. And by the way, that's a great tip. Every time you configure something on your ASA, on your router, any security-related element, it's not a bad idea to find where that element is inside the configuration guide and or command reference. In case you have to look something up, you want to make sure you can do it fairly quickly. This is located in the configuration guide under configuring access control. And then below that, there's configuring filtering services. And below that, there's configuring URLs and FTP requests with a URL filtering server, which brings up another great point. We can filter URLs for FTP, HTTP, and HTTPS. Along with this URL filtering, there's various parameters where we can control the block buffer limit, how many queued up requests we have on the ASA. We can specify the maximum memory pool size and other tweaks, if you will, for URL filtering. A couple of those, in fact, if you type in URL question mark, that will lead you to most of those tweaks and tunes for URL filtering. So a few moments ago, we talked about how to tell the ASA where the filtering server is, but we need one additional step to actually tell it to check the traffic coursing through it and send that request to the filtering server. And that command is filter. Just like filter ActiveX and filter Java, we have filter URL, and we can specify HTTP, or we can use a non-standard port. And at the tail end of the filter URL command, we can specify allow. Let me tell you what that means. Allow keyword at the end of our filter statement for URL says if the URL filtering server is not reachable, go ahead and allow the HTTP request to succeed. Otherwise, a DOS or a problem with your URL filtering server could cause a problem with your entire network. There's also a feature that you can tag on to the end of the FTP filter URL command, and that's proxy block. And proxy block is going to drop all requests to proxy servers. If any of you have teenagers or you know people who are trying to get around, you know, some filtered site, I mean, it's a game site, what have you, they use proxies. Well, proxy block will tell the URL filtering service on the ASA, hey, if you're trying to go to proxy, that's not going to happen. We can also control the length of a URL. Sometimes people will try to get around the URL filtering server by going to a link where the URL is like 11 billion miles long. And so you can actually specify how long is too long. For example, 2K or 3K is the value for the URL. And if you have a URL longer than that, we can go ahead and specify that, this URL is not going to happen. That's way, way too long. Okay, so I hear you. You're saying, well, if a URL is valid and just happens to be long, do you still want to drop it? Well, there's another command we can use. It's filter URL, and it's long URL hyphen truncate. So what that will do, it'll chop off all the garbage at the right hand of your URL and send the actual site you're trying to go to up to the URL filtering server. And so you still can allow filtering decisions to be made and not drop everything with the filter URL long URL hyphen truncate command. Okay, so what about whitelists? What about exceptions where we're going to allow people to go through? There's a whole world on the WebSent side on their servers, and it's amazing. They make a great product. Absolutely. They're out of San Diego. Nice folks. If you want to make exceptions on the ASA where it doesn't even ask the URL filtering server, you can use the command filter URL accept, and then you can put in the source IP address and mask of the network or host that you want to be accepted from URL filtering, and then you can put a destination as well based on IP address. And that way you can simply not have the ASA for that stream of traffic make the URL request to the URL server. So what are some of the commands that we could use to verify our config is working? Well, you can certainly do a show run and look at everything. That's kind of wasteful, however. We could narrow that down for the URL service and say show space URL hyphen server, and that will give us the details of what's configured. It'll show us the where the ASA thinks the URL filtering server is. We could do a show run filter to verify our filter commands to verify where the ASA is that he's checking for URLs. And we could also do a show URL hyphen server statistics that will show us all the details about how many URLs were allowed and how many were denied and so forth, all right there from the comfort of our command line interface. One other tip that you can use to verify how your ASA is doing is do a show perfmon. Now, perfmon will show you your exlates, your connections, your URL access, server requests, TCP fixups, everything in the laundry list as far as the average of requests and so forth per second. In the lab, there's very likely not going to be a real URL server, but you may be asked, because it's on the blueprint, to set up the ASA to support a future URL server. So again, be prepared to be able to set this up and to do it correctly.